So if you give them a little music, I'll tell the story over top of it. Yeah. I'm letting it build a little bit here. So you feel like we're settling into a little storyteller's moment here. So when we are working in the studio making these records, sometimes we really work at a fast pace, and we don't always know what we're going to do. We're just sort of laying down tracks and listening and going on. And even though this song that we're getting ready to do is called Yoshimi Battles the Pink Robots, on a record it's called that Part 1, and then what follows it is Yoshimi Battles the Pink Robots Part 2. Well, the Part 2 was actually the one that we came up with first. And we are recording this track that has a woman whose actual name is Yoshimi. And she, we know her from the band called The Boredoms, this Japanese band that we were on tour with on Lollapalooza 1994, right? You have a t-shirt on from Lollapalooza 1994 right in front of me. And as best as we could become friends, she speaks mostly Japanese and very little English, and we speak no Japanese, but as much as we could become friends on a musical level or whatever, we've known her since then. And she's put out several records of her own that we thought were amazing. And so as we began to record this record, we called her up and we said, hey, would you want to do some singing, some playing? She plays drums and guitars and horns and everything. And she said that she would, so we met her down in Austin, Texas, with some tracks that we'd been working on, and she did some stuff on them. So we were back in New York with the tracks that she did this stuff on. We were coming up with, I think, the third or fourth drum track on this song. And we had been giving this song a lot of stupid, silly joke titles or whatever. And these titles will get out there because people will see them on our website or things that we're working on. And we didn't want anybody to think that we actually titled the song this. So on a whim, I came up with this title, Yoshimi Battles the Pink Robots, because in this particular song, she's doing a lot of crazy screaming. And it sounds like this horrible machine is either trying to kill her or have sex with her or something like that. So I just simply called it Yoshimi Battles the Pink Robots, and you could take that to mean anything you want. And at the same time, me and Steven had been working on this kind of melancholy melody that we hadn't really gotten anywhere with for, I think, over a year. You had that melody.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stay with me.
I'm trying to vamp here.
Right. And immediately I came up with this sort of thing using this concept of Yoshimi battling the pink robots. And I came up with a line that says, Yoshimi, they don't believe me. And I thought, well, that kind of rhymes. And then that just set me off on a whole another story that really didn't have anything to do with the other song, but it sounded like something worthy of a song. So now this song doesn't have anything to do with the real Yoshimi, who started out as a real person. Now it's sort of evolved into just a character that's in my song. Okay? I know that's very convoluted, and it was probably more clear to you before I explained it. So there's a real Yoshimi, and then there's the made-up Yoshimi. And on the record, I think the song is more sort of, oh, it's not comical, but it's more uplifting. You get the feeling that she is going to get in the fight with this robot and that she's going to win. I mean, the music makes you feel like, hey, you can do it. No problem. But we're going to do a version of it where you get the feeling that we're saying that we believe in her, but we really don't think she's going to win. It's quite sad, really. Yeah. Her name is Yoshimi. She's a black belt in karate. Working for the city. She has to discipline her body. 'Cause she knows that It's demanding to defeat those evil machines. I know she can beat them. Oh, Yoshime, they don't believe me, but you won't let those robots eat me. Yoshime, they don't believe me, but you won't let those robots defeat me. Those evil-natured robots, they're programmed to destroy us. She's gotta be strong to fight them. So she's taking lots of vitamins, 'cause she knows that,
'cause she knows that
it'd be tragic if those evil robots win.
Evil.
I know she can beat them.
Here's where we know that she really isn't, but we. And that's really, see, and that's when you care about someone, is that you believe in them. And even though it doesn't look good for them, you know, you believe in them. And that's what we're saying with that, all right?
Oh, Yoshime, they don't believe me, but you. Those robots eat me. Yoshime, they don't believe me, but you wouldn't let those robots defeat me. Oh, Yoshime.
You see what I mean? It just becomes, it's just so sad. It's such a tragedy.